In 2004, the International Chamber of Commerce launched BASCAP, Business Action to Stop Counterfeiting and Piracy, to stem the surge in intellectual property theft. BASCAP's leadership group of top corporate executives issued a set of recommendations for a global anti-counterfeiting treaty being negotiated by major trading nations. They also called on the G8 industrialized nations to lead the way in enforcing laws already on the books. The corporate executives announced plans for an international campaign to educate consumers in the high cost of piracy. Guy Sabin, the head of the International Chamber of Commerce, says the education campaign represents an evolution in the group's thinking.
We have recognized now that we cannot limit our actions by acting only on the supply side. We have to take into account also the demand side, and we are launching different actions to convince the consumers of the importance of this problem, and especially putting as a front row the question linked with health and safety.
The group says health and safety issues are an important part of the anti-counterfeiting message. In Northern Africa, for example, the executives say 90% of spare parts for automobiles are fake, leading to a large number of car accidents. Alan Drewson, head of the International Trademark Association, says counterfeit drugs often send their own message.
When you're dealing with people who are buying counterfeit baby food and counterfeit food products and counterfeit drugs, I'm no expert on how to get the message out, but I can tell you that that message is fairly persuasive. The statistics on the number of people in Africa who are dying from counterfeit anti-malarial drugs, very, very shocking. So I think that's the message that has to be gotten across.
BASCAP says public awareness campaigns to call attention to the risks of piracy must be created on a country-to-country basis, taking into account cultural differences. One of the best ways to get the message across, according to the group, is to work with creative people in local communities who are victims of piracy themselves. Barbara Schatzow, VOA News, New York.